The Stephanie Miller Show, 23 minutes after the hour. We are joined by our very favorite homegirl, Representative Maxine Waters from the great state of California. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning. How are you doing, Stephanie?
I'm missing you. You know, I moved to New York, and I don't have nearly as awesome a congressperson now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's talk as often as we can.
Yes.
All right. So, you are fighting the good fight as usual on, you know, people suffering foreclosures, the homeowners out there that are really hurting. Tell us what you're working on.
Well, I'm working on any number of things. Right now, we're all focused on the regulatory reconstruction bill, the bill that is supposed to rein in all of these banks and financial institutions, basically responsible for the meltdown and all the predatory lending. In that, we have the Consumer Protection Financial Agency that was constructed so that we could get a handle on all of these loan products and all of these ways that these institutions basically rip off the public and prevent that from happening. A lot of changes have taken place on the Senate side. We wanted a freestanding agency. Senator Dodd and others have insisted that it goes within the feds. Many people are opposed to that because it's the feds who let us down and who did not do anything when this meltdown was taking place and all of these people were being disadvantaged. So we still have a problem with foreclosures, and the loan modifications are not working in the way that it was anticipated they would work. This administration came up with the HAMP program, and they thought that they said that we would be able to modify 3 to 4 million loans, and homeowners, you know, would save their homes. Now they've come up with a second program. They have the HAMP. The HAMP program was the first one, and that was supposed to help to modify these loans by putting people in a trial period for 3 months and then transitioning them out to lowering the interest rates and doing some other things to be on top of these adjustable rate mortgages. It just has not worked. As a matter of fact, Elizabeth Warren, who's doing a great job, who serves on the chair as the Congressional Oversight Panel, estimates that only 276,000 individuals will end up avoiding foreclosures under the Obama plan because individuals will fail to convert to permanent modifications and because of high redefault rates among the bars. So he's come up with a second plan, and the second plan has two parts to it, kind of designed to encourage the banks to write down the principal, and secondly, a program to deal with those people who have lost their jobs and have no income. So it's a worrisome situation, and people...
Well, Congresswoman, I was talking to an economist earlier on the show, and, you know, it's not just that it helps the people currently about to be foreclosed on, but, you know, he was talking about how all these flood of foreclosures is going to, you know, further affect the housing market and those of us that are still own homes, you know, that are going to be affected as well. So it's like a domino effect if we don't do something about it.
Well, in a lot of ways, it affects the present homeowners. First of all, to have these homes foreclosed on, many of them boarded up in neighborhoods, brings down the price of the other homes in the neighborhood, and it creates all kind of hazards because the banks are not keeping them up, the stray dogs are coming in, the roofs are falling in. We have a neighborhood stabilization program that's supposed to help with that, but that's not being implemented the way we would like it to in the city. So we have a structural problem here somehow with, of course, the financial institutions who have created this problem and the regulatory bill that we're anticipating, hopefully, is going to do better than the loan modification programs we've come up with. But until now, we really don't have a handle on this, Stephanie.
Yeah, when you mentioned the stray dogs, it reminds me that at least Mitt Romney will finally get an answer to the question, who let the dogs out? And it would be the people that allowed this housing crisis to happen. Now, what obviously, we've been hearing today that immigration reform, Nancy Pelosi has said what has been discussed privately, the House will take up an immigration bill only if the Senate passes one first. Boy, when you look at this law in Arizona about asking people for their papers, I mean, this is going to be another really emotional, contentious debate, isn't it?
It really really is. And this law in Arizona is going to force this Congress to have to look at comprehensive immigration reform, because this law is going to end up being taken up by other states. I understand some other states are looking at these kinds of laws, which certainly are laws that, you know, embrace profiling and violation of people's, you know, just basic civil rights. And so I know that it's an election year, and the administration has been, you know, kind of dragging its feet, and, you know, people are wondering what to do. A lot of heat is being put on, led by Gutierrez out of Illinois, mm-hmm. who's saying, Mr. President, you promised, you got to do it. And Nancy Pelosi is saying she wants to do it. She's tired of taking up bills that the Senate won't move on. So yep. It's a mess.
Good for her. Yeah, I know. I know, and we need to get it done. Representative Maxine Waters, once again, if only we had a house full of Maxine Waters, we'd be A-okay.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Congresswoman. See you next time.
All right.
There she goes.
Goodbye now.
Be very fierce, Representative Maxine Waters.
Love her.